must go immediately," she told the workers politely. She liked words spoken coolly, crisply, clip-clip, as the British spoke. "But we have been hired for the day," one replied. Mrs. Purvis disliked his accent. The words came out thick, as if he were chewing a chunk of stale bread. She wondered about his origins, and why Mr. Purvis could not have just hired good old Puritan stock, people with whom she could communicate easily, who would understand her delicate sensibilities. "Then you may take the day off," she proposed. "But you don't understand." There it was, the assumption. "But I do. Everyone deserves a day off. And of course, I will pay you just the same." "I'll get my purse," she said, thinking, "Oh, yes, and a second pill. We will not take money for doing nothing," a short, muscular man asserted, wiping perspiration from his face with a dirty cloth. "We are in America now.